You're on Fab FM. Welcome to our Wednesday night music special. Well, tonight, a lady who started out in show business at a very early age, becoming one of the stars of Young Talent Time, a juggernaut for the 10 Network. The original series ran from 1971 until 1988 and was hosted by Johnny Young for his entire run of the show. The series featured a core group of young performers, sort of in the vein of the Mickey Mouse Club, and a weekly junior talent quest. The Young Talent Team performed popular classic songs along with the top hits of the day. The original program launched the careers of a number of Australian performers, including Jamie Redfern, Danny Minogue, and of course my guest tonight, Tina Arena. She's one of Australia's highest-selling performers, having sold over 10 million records. In 2013, she was voted Australia's all-time greatest female singer. Tina has earned numerous national and international awards, including 7 ARIA Awards and 2 World Music Awards for best-selling Australian artist. Young Talent Time made her a household name as Tiny Tina, something she shied away for many, many years. In 2015, Tina was inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame. A year later, the Governor-General of Australia, Peter Cosgrove, presented Tina with the Order of Australia in a private ceremony in Paris. For Tina, it has been a remarkable journey.
It's the first time I've actually really taken the time to look back. It's humbled me enormously. I think all those periods of anxiety going, oh my God, are people getting this? Do I understand what I'm doing? Is it really worth all this sacrifice? There's an enormous amount of sacrifice, not only from myself, but from other people involved, you know, people that work on my little team, you know. There's a lot of hours, there's a lot of explaining to do. It's a lot of work, Paul, and it's so much more than people can ever probably get their heads around, actually, to be really honest.
Is it because you're a perfectionist?
I would like to be able to think that we're all perfectionists. I'm not a fan of mediocrity. And the Australian slang term of she'll be right, mate, was something that I could never really associate with, because it's not going to be right, mate. You know, you need to put work in. You need to believe. You need to focus. And sure, I'm a person that loves spontaneity. I love spontaneity. There is nothing that I find more exciting as a performer. But I know that when people pay money to come and see a show, I will never take on the attitude, oh, she'll be right, mate. Because if I took on that attitude, the punters who have paid money to come and see the show will see that. And that's not what I do. It's pretty basic for me. At the end of the day, I have always been taught to treat people the way that I want to be treated. And that's quite rare in my industry today, because there's an enormous amount of narcissism. There's so much self-centeredness in a world that I feel is so incredibly emotionally disconnected from just normal human things. And I couldn't possibly do what I do without having a level of being able to look at things perhaps a little more intrinsically and peeling off layers. Again, there's so much superficialness in the world today that I think that as artists we have a responsibility to be able to allow people to dream and to think as well, because we kind of are messengers. So it's important that culturally everybody understands that art plays a big role in all our lives, whether we're performers or whether we're just mere fans of art. And thank God that we have that, because it allows us to all be on the same page. It's a wonderful privilege.
Praises daily.
You're tuned to Fab FM. We're talking with Tina Arena. And this September, Tina will take on the role of Eva Peron in Evita at the Sydney Opera House. The show charts Peron's life from an ambitious teenager through her political life as the First Lady of Argentina to her death at just 33 years of age. The Australian production marks the 40th anniversary of Evita and the first time a Lloyd Webber production has been performed in the Sydney Opera House, which I find quite amazing. I would have thought one would have been performed up till this time. But anyway, it'll be overseen by the original creative team, including celebrated director Hal Prince. This is a once-in-a-lifetime role for Tina.
I love that story because she came from the most incredibly humble beginnings and just fought to be heard. And of course, then when she arrived on the big stage, she was obviously having to deal with an enormous amount of envy, you know, and there's a lot of envy that goes on when somebody comes from somewhere or from nowhere, as Eva Duarte was. That was her original name. She just had a dream and she absolutely categorically refused to go through her life the way that she came into the world. I got a lot of respect for that. Then once that power is amassed, how somebody uses that is a different story. And human beings tend to disfigure a lot of that power because they don't really quite know how to channel it. She did the best that she could. She helped the poor. She helped and set up shelters for women that were pregnant and were having children out of wedlock. She gave women a sense of worth and a sense of, I don't know, a sense of being able to make them feel like something, like they were making some sort of a contribution. There's a lot to be said about that, and I think it's very easy for all of us to find points and be able to say, yes, but she was this, and yes, that she was that. Well, you know, she did something. So it's all well and good for everybody to sit there and nitpick and criticise and call her a princess or loathe her. But at the end of the day, her actions were very loud, and that's what I'm ultimately interested in, is those actions. Not in just the petty talk. It doesn't interest me. What I will bring to that, I certainly have a foundation of incredible, what can I say, an incredible human spirit to be able to build on that. Where I take her, where she takes me, I don't know. I don't know. I guess we'll find out. There's not many roles for women, and women that are certainly heading into their 50s, like I am, to do a role like that. No, it's very, very, very few. And it's important that women have those kinds of roles because there definitely has been an imbalance in that. And it's something that we're really doing the very best we can, without insulting anybody, to really address that. Because I think culturally and spiritually, we need an even balance. So a role like Eva Peron is a monumental role, and they're big shoes to fill. And I feel very humbled and incredibly privileged to be able to play her.
It won't be easy. You'll think it's strange when I try to explain how I feel, that I still need your love after all that I've done. You out of the window.
You're listening to Fab FM. I'm Paul Makin. We're talking today with Australian singer-songwriter, musician, theatre actress and record producer Tina Arena. For many years, Tina was, annoyed that people kept mentioning Young Talent Time when they interviewed her. She's moved on, and that was a long time ago. But in recent times, those thoughts have disappeared?
Well, I heard about it for a long time, and I heard it for many years, and it annoyed me because it was, you know, incredible stereotyping, and it was difficult for a long time. But I crossed that bridge a long time ago, Paul. I let it go, and I'm incredibly thankful to John, you know, for allowing me that opportunity to be able to grow as a little girl into the woman that he's played a big part in creating, you know, to his credit, and to the team's credit of Young Talentine back then. And if it was to finish tomorrow, I could look back and be really proud.
You're tuned to Fab FM, talking about the life and times of Tina Arena today on the program. And as I mentioned in my intro, Tina turned 50 late last year. So how does she see, say, the next 10 years going on with her career?
I'll be 60. hopefully having a good time. Oh, look, I'm sure I'll... I'm an Italian girl. You know, I have a spirit that's very, very much alive. And I don't care about age. And I don't care about who you are or where you come from. I just care about the human spirit. And I just hope that my life continues to take me on this incredibly rich journey that I've been so privileged to go on.
We'll still love you when you're 64.
Oh, good. I'm glad. When I get older, losing my hair many years from now.
Will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Will you still love me when I'm 64? Well, I've gone past that, so will you still love me when I'm 74? Anyway, it doesn't matter. That's the Beatles here on Fab FM. It was great talking with Tina Arena today and finding out more about what she's doing and that role of Eva Peron in Evita at the Sydney Opera House in September this year will be the highlight, the jewel in the crown for this amazing performer. So looking forward to that very, very much. Wouldn't it be great to get down to Sydney to see that show? Anyway, you're tuned to Fab FM.